I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Fitted hat doesn't like how it fits. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
You know, it changes.
That's a damn shame. I tell you what.
Changes with how long my hair is.
That's a damn shame. This boy out here with a hat doesn't even like the way it fits. That's kind of Cat Williams. That's Cat Williams adjacent. Sorry, I just listened to Dan Soder on the Fly in the Wall podcast with like Dana Carvey and David Spade. Soder's, like, as far as I'm concerned, is the best impressionist to exist right now. Like the variation of impressions he can do and the accuracy of them and the jokes around them are fucking amazing. He's so funny.
Is that Katie Nolan's husband?
Soon to be, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Arias Spears is still alive.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair. We forget that.
Maybe not in the limelight, but yeah. He is.
He's coming to a Olsen run here pretty soon.
Because,
by the way, every comedian is coming to Olsen run here soon. Like, literally.
There's a lot of bangers. Yeah,
literally
of bangers.
All of them. And not, like, this, by the way, like, this is suddenly, Eugene is like a legit comedy community, because they're not just coming here for like one night at McDonald Theater. They're coming here for like four shows, like two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night, like each of them, like, and they're charging like $70 a ticket. Like, this is like, we're a real community, folks.
It is an intimate area. I'll say that. I've been a few times. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm seeing Kyle Kinane there. I saw Patton's coming there soon too. I might go see that one. We'll see. Your favorite
drink minimum.
Your favorite
drink minimum. Don't forget
Tiffany Haddish is coming there. Ski. I know you're excited for that one. Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm just excited that the pre-COVID Tiffany Haddish Groupon commercial has finally been off the airwaves on the radio locally. Because like in the last 6 months, it was still on there around Christmas time, and I was like, Tiffany, no, I don't even know if Groupon still exists.
I know.
But this was from 2019. Why are we still airing this?
Are Groupon still a thing?
I think it is, but they fairly recently changed their name. So I don't think it's Groupon anymore.
You know, inside baseball stuff for radio is like commercial breaks are a specific length. So you have to sell and fill 3 or 4 minutes for each commercial break. And if you don't, then it gets filled with PSAs. And the PSAs are loaded and then forgotten about. And they are randomly generated from like the list that is in a file. And so there is a very good chance if somebody doesn't clean that shit up that you're going to hear a PSA from like 10 or 15 years ago. And you're going to hear the same ones over and over again. It's fantastic.
Well, I mean, we saw it during the college basketball tournament. They brought back that stupid pig commercial. If you got something, it could always make a comeback.
Like, I remember, like, Trump's first presidency, he cut Meals on Wheels. And we, like, there was the PSA for Meals on Wheels that was still running, like, over and over again. I was like, about that. Donate meals to elderly. You might have to bring it to them yourself. it's fucked up. Yeah, the ad council. Thank you, Nutian. That is correct. AK-47 says your impressions are better than everybody else's, King. So, I don't know.
Mine?
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
I think you have two of them that are doing the heavy lifting here.
That one, and I don't know what the other one
Alex
is.
Jones. Alex Jones. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yep. Right. You did a pretty good waltz in there for a while, if I remember right. I might be. I might be remembering wrong, though. It's possible, too.
I can write Walton. I can't talk Walton.
Yeah. Totally.
I can do a good Walton where you just end it with like talking about sunsets and Chinook salmon, and then you say, "Thank you, Jason Benetti," and then you just write out, "I'm actually Dave Pash," and he replies, "Who's Dave?"
Who's
Dave? Carry on.
Yeah.
That's like
who's Dave?
Like that's like
that's
you could
impossible.
listen That's like you could listen to Jimmy, but you can't hear Jimmy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes,
I can't. Yeah.
You ever been to a volcano? That was my favorite. Or I cut that for Steve's show, and that was a regular soundbite. You ever been to a volcano? Goddamn. R.I.P. Bill Walton. Like,
rest in peace.
I'm glad we're talking about him. It's always nice to randomly remember that Bill Walton existed in this world because he made it a better place. I think we can say that. Oh yeah, you're Matt Carney as well. Booble reminds us. It's flawless. It's flawless.
Well, it is flawless.
It's been a minute. I forgot about that one.
You know,
I gotta come home to remember that one first.
You know, like the trick to a really good impression is picking somebody.
I'm Matt Carney.
I'm Matt Carney.
I'm Matt Carney.
Picking somebody nobody knows what they actually sound like, and then you create the character of them. That's how
I have
it's
no
done.
Idea what he sounds like. Yeah.
Yep. I remember Paul F. Tompkins on a podcast used to do an Ice-T impersonation, and it didn't sound like Ice-T, but it was perfect. It was like
dangerous game.
It was hilarious.
White guy.
I know.
Yeah, it's a.
Nah.
Ice-T, all I can think of him in my head is just hate. It's just hate. That's the only. You could say anything else and be like, yeah. This is Ice-T. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. This is Ice-T.
I just have Chappelle's hate.
He is. Like, Ice-T's like impossible to diss. Like, because he knows he's the coolest person in the room at any given time. So, like. You he's one of those dudes where like you can talk shit to him and he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm fucking Ice-T. Like you're a peon. Like say whatever you want. I'm still cool.
I've been surviving the game.
I am the coolest person you've ever met. So
I did probably a couple of weeks ago randomly see something on my timeline where apparently at one point, I don't know how it could have been recent. It didn't look recent. Ice-T and his wife Coco.
Yeah,
they went on some like mid-afternoon Ice-T, like talk show.
And my illustrious wife Coco. Yeah,
and they had a doctor come out and like feel and like scan her butt, and we're like, nope, that's clean, all natural. It's going on.
No, it isn't.
There was no context. It was just like a 45-second clip, which made it great. I mean, I didn't want the context.
I love that. Oh, boy. All right. Welcome to the podcast, guys. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/TSBpod. It's TSBpod now, so go to twitch.tv/TSBpod and hit follow for us, if you would. Then it'll tell you when we go live, and you can just click a button and you can watch us, get in the chat. It's a good time. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's where you can give us movie suggestions, list ideas. You can BS with us about stuff like Katy Perry going to the moon and whether or not her kissing the ground is more cringy than Gal Gadot's Imagine song. Like
no. How's that cringy? You should love. I love that. I think it's great. I love that. Carry on.
Okay. Like bring in a flower and holding it up to the sky.
I love that too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fender.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Fender's asleep, dude. What are you talking about? Yeah. It's like it's 8:00. It's way past his bedtime. If you miss our streams on Twitch, you can see them on YouTube. Just search for Sports Brewery on YouTube there. And that's it. Movie on Sunday. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. It is Ski's movie, and I think it's like Nick Cage movie number like 12 or something for us or something like that. It might not be that.
Definitely
high,
double digits. Got to be double digits.
I think it might actually be. I should find out. But it is The Old Way. It is on Hulu. It's a good old-fashioned daddy-daughter revenge movie. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. So, sports?
Sports.
Booble asking if we ever do the streams on YouTube. I have to pick. I have to do Twitch or YouTube. I could probably switch it up and it wouldn't make a difference, but I don't know. I think the idea was to, like, if we get enough followers on Twitch, we could monetize it, but we haven't got enough followers. So, again, feel free if you're listening, twitch.tv/TSBpod, hit the follow button. Wink. There you go.
We've already established.
What'd you say? If we had enough followers, we could what?
We could monetize this. What's the deal with making money on podcasts?
We've already established and set up that once we go full VTuber, then we're gold. Then yeah. We're going to fucking just rake in money.
That's true.
We just got to get that like $5,000 contraption that does it. That's what we need.
What?
Yeah, it's whatever their little like contraption that, you know, mimics what you're doing to your VTuber.
What?
Remember, you could be like a tortoise or an alligator.
Got you.
It's usually animal. You know, it's usually animal related. Yes. So
that's okay. A Care Bear. You know.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Jeez,
so
cramps.
So once we no
with the times we're talking V-tubes over here. Yeah, Jesus. Come on.
I apologize. Come on. I apologize. I forgot about Code Miko and Ski.
You did.
Ski eventually becoming a big boobed Japanese temptress on. On
where
our streams.
And he's got to paint in freckles and be like,
you got to paint in. Yep, exactly.
Then he like hit a button and your boobs get bigger and smaller over and over again. Yeah. No, I know.
Is Miko still a thing or whatever her name is? Mikole, whatever it is. She's
Nicole
still.
Hardman?
No.
Yeah,
she's not still talking about the same person?
She's still in the league. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, man. Mikole. However Mikole Hardman wants to identify is fine with us, you know. Who am I to say?
I think he's a Packer.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep.
I did see the breaking news today that your favorite chief, Kadarius Toney, is officially hanging him up to become a rapper.
Yep. Somebody had to do it, you know.
I mean, is that an RIP? What?
I mean,
hey, world needs more rappers. You know, I'm always saying that. You know,
the funny thing about Kadarius Toney is he sucked,
mm-hmm.
and when he was in college, one of the raps, WRAPS on him was that they're like, he kind of says he wants to be a rapper, and isn't fully committed to football, and then he played football, and you're like, boy, buddy. I hope you're not fully committed to football because you don't look like you play football. And he's somehow a Super Bowl hero on a big catch and a big punt return. And but he's still bad. Was always so bad. Yeah. And was never good. Yeah.
It's weird how that happens.
But good for him. Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Booble asking back to the VTuber conversation. Of the three of you, who does better business on feet pics? You guys, so begs the question: how are you guys taking care of your feet? We're not going to show them. That's Patreon stuff. By the way,
I said a couple weeks ago. I mean, I soak my in between my toes every time I shower. So
yeah, that's good work.
I showed my feet not that long ago.
You did. You sure did.
It has not gotten any better. So
that's not good. You should probably get that checked out.
It'll fall off if it's not good.
That's true. If it's not infected, I guess you're fine. So I would say not Ski. I did the foot like scrub thing, not scrub, but like the file thing. Like I did that like 3 days ago or whatever. My feet are nice and smooth, all lotioned. I don't know, man. Yeah. I might be like a special like brand of feet. Because I got like the red hair too, and so I got like the red hairs on my toes. I mean, it might
for the weirdos that are like really into feet.
Sure.
What is that's the one thing I will always be like, feet, they're gross. But what makes a foot like attractive and appealing? Like, what is it? Toe length? Is it a sole? Is it what?
I'm not a foot person. I would imagine I would imagine it's toe length, cleanliness, and a very good paint job. Mm. You do a little double color, and then you throw the little acrylic on top, little clear coat. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm thinking like some shading. You know, like if we're doing makeup and stuff, like let's do some shading.
You want to contour your fucking feet? Is what you're saying?
Are you selling them or not?
I mean, but the feet people, you got to realize they're attracted to the feet because they want to fuck the feet. So,
I think there's a wide
want to fuck
generalization that you're making
here. The person attached to the feet.
I always kind of assumed it was you wanted to fuck the feet. Like Tarantino wants to fuck feet. And we know this, right?
People like putting feet in their mouths. Personally, to each their own, that would probably make me really grossed out. But I know it is.
I mean, if they're clean, who would care? You know, like most things.
Sure.
A day stomping around a Disney World in Air Force Ones. Probably not interested. You know?
Weirdos, that's probably what they want.
Yo, you weirdos. This guy, like, saying weirdos.
Saying
like
weirdos, man.
Ski. Weirdos, man. Feet people, weirdos.
No,
every other kink, I'm behind. I get behind.
Ass to mouth. You're
yes.
fine with ski, ass to mouth.
Yes. Ski feet. Would like.
And you'll kiss your partner immediately after. You're fine with that.
Here's the question.
That's on them, isn't it?
Ski.
Well, you have to kiss them. I'm asking. Ass to mouth, are you going to kiss them?
You're saying receiving. All right. Then, I mean, yes, I would assume that's a go-to. You have to.
But you're going to kiss them after you give the ATM.
Yes, yeah. They got to get in on it, too.
So that's a yes, by the way. That's a yes.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. So Ski is licking a butthole before he is licking a toe. That's what we're hearing. Yes. Wow.
We are gross.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
maybe
you Google fecal matter.
I don't think there's anything wrong with either, you know, to each their own, you know.
Watch those old, like, Mucinet commercial with, like, the foot fungus shit. Then come back at me. That shit is fucking
gross. Watch a Madden Tenactin commercial.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a foot guy. Tough Acton Tenactin was angled towards dudes in gyms. If anyone is out there, just Google like foot model. I guarantee you they have pretty feet. I'm not saying that's my thing, but I think we're on different wavelengths on this one.
You know. You know there are people in this world who get turned on by that John Madden commercial. Like if they hear John Madden go boom, they go boom, you know? Like,
There's at least one person.
Exactly. There's always at least one person for any fetish.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Let's see.
I just want to say unless you're dressing up in leather and it's obviously legal and consensual.
I'm
fine with all your kinks.
Yeah.
But dressing up in leather, I will judge you. I think that's weird. Seems cumbersome.
Mm. Oh, so it's more like a practicality thing for you than a...
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to go in the bathroom and slip on like four pieces of leather like to walk out and... It's just no.
You couldn't have been a stand up comedy in the 80s, early 90s with that attitude.
Yeah.
Could not have filmed Delirious, that is for sure.
Even if it's like all purple or all red, like you're not in. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
By the way, guys,
in the chats, tell us your favorite kink. Now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Top three kinks, yeah.
Top three kinks.
Yeah. I'm looking at the things in the chat, and I'm like, do I want to read these?
Read them!
All right. Let me get my glass. My doctor says I can't read without my glasses. CTE Benoit, I'll put an ass in my mouth, no question asked. You'd have to kill me to get a foot in my mouth.
T feet fucking
no
gross.
Questions asked.
Someone common sense there in our chat.
I'm just imagining this scenario. There's like, he walks into a room. There's a butthole facing him. He has no idea who it belongs to. He's like, "Hey, let me at it."
He's a dog, man.
Hey,
he's a dog.
Hey,
he's got that dog in him.
CTE has effects. You know what I'm saying? He says, "I trust him ass to be cleaner than a foot," and you're probably right. You're probably right because feet are on the ground all day long. Yes.
At least for white people, I mean, that percentage of, especially men, that wash below their knee is low, which is insane to me still.
Yeah, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. You know, I will say that's something I got better at as I got older. Because like, when you're in your early 20s or whatever, it's like, it's the main areas. It's crotch, pits, and that's it. But as you get older, you're like, oh yeah, the rest of me also sweats and smells. And so you get body wash and actually wash your entire body. So, you know,
crotch and pits sounds like a mid like 80s movie Ski would have liked, like a buddy cop.
It
movie.
Does.
Ooh, crotch and pits.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan is crotch. Definitely.
who would you team up with? Who would you team up with the Hulkster then? Because you need to go opposites with him, like Danny DeVito. Would he be Pitts?
Yeah, or Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal is Pitts. Yeah.
There you go.
That's a perfect movie. God damn it, we're like 30 or 40 years too late. Shit, we're
God damn it, Crotch. We're talking about the Mets. Leave me alone. He's a straw that serves the drink, Pitts.
Haven't you ever heard of Mickey Mantle?
Crotch, stop, brother.
By the way, like, good point in the chat too. Bidet life, hashtag bidet life. Like,
yeah,
we people got cleaner buttholes now. Like, it's a fact. Just a fact.
Yep.
Nick Nolte is Pitts. Yeah.
Ooh.
But you can't have Nolte and Hogan. They're too close.
No.
Yeah.
They
both. It's got to be Oppo. Oppo Taco.
Every minority walking down the street would just get clocked with a baton. So you have to diversify your.
I like the Billy Crystal. I think the Billy Crystal one.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because like I said, like he could drop in like a timely. It's a Patrick Ewing guy. Come on.
You call this a bagel?
Willis, you think I'm running down the court like Willis Reed here? Crotch and Pitts.
Derek Hopper.
Yeah, we need to write Crotch and Pitts like right now.
Crotch and Pitts.
We've said it on the podcast. I'm gonna like mail it to myself so it's trademarked or whatever. I think that's how it works. Still, I don't know. So that's our idea. You can't steal it. Hogan is Crotch. Billy D. Williams is Pitts. That's pretty good too, actually. Like
Billy D's a little above. Oh, I guess Billy
I don't know
because be
he's
yeah.
the opposite because he's like smooth and cool, and Hogan's rough around the edges. Yeah.
What did Billy D pitch in the '80s? Was that St. Ides?
Colt 45.
Is that the Colt 45?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate that I know that information off the top of my head.
We'll know he'll collect a check if need be. So he's in.
No doubt.
If he's alive.
Like speaking of which. I love the story this week so the Masters happened, Rory won, and Ken Griffey Jr. took the picture, like the best picture that exists for Getty Images. Ken Griffey Jr. took the picture. And I love the fact that like somebody did like a meme about this where it was like the person who took this picture just got paid $4 million by the Cincinnati Reds this year. That's a real fact. I fucking love that.
You want to know something about that fact? Hey, Fender, I love that fact.
Fender, that's a good fact.
I love that fact. I love that fact.
It's a good fact.
It's a great fact.
It's a very good fact.
Maybe the best fact.
Oh, I
love that you're dropping facts.
I don't like that call. Nah, not a very good call.
Speaking of facts, it is now time. Imagine game show music because Discord does not allow anything over than 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for Alex to play Athletic or Shark.
Your Sacramento Athletics.
Nope, they're just the Ath. Look it up. They're not Sacramento. They're not the Athletics in the standings. They're just the Ath.
The Ath.
A-T-H. Alex, A or Shark, TJ McFarland.
That's a shark. Oh,
that is a lefty reliever for the Ath.
Ski knew that one too.
Number two, A or Shark, Noah Gregor.
I'm gonna get all of these wrong. I don't know.
Or Gregor.
I don't know either team. Gregor. That's like a Viking. Man, it's hockey. That's a shark. Yay!
Correct.
All right. Whew, he's got to be from like he's got to be from Iceland or something.
A or Shark, Will Smith.
That's baseball. That's A's or Ath. Excuse me. No way. There's a Will Smith hockey player.
That's a shark. All right, Alex. A or Shark?
This is bullshit.
Seth Brown. I'm doing my SNL voice guy. Seth Brown.
Ego Wodum.
Melissa Villaseñor.
That is a baseball player. That is the Ath. Yes.
That is correct.
You are correct.
All right, two left. Two-minute warning.
I'm trying to hit for average here.
Jay Langlier.
Jay, that's hockey. That's a shark. There's no French baseball players. Like, what are we doing here?
That's the starting catcher for your.
That's Terry Steinbach. What are we talking about?
Last one, Carl Groundstrom.
Is this a trick question? Is this like a Golden State Warrior or something?
Carl Groundstrom.
That's an Ath. It's got to be an Ath.
That's a shark, a right winger.
Yeah, like this podcast.
And that concludes A or Shark.
I should have just like cheated and looked at Ski every time you asked, because Ski would like nod every time it was a like a baseball.
Hey,
player.
You lost it in six. You can sell that to your fan base.
Yeah.
You went into game five. Yeah. It was and you won. Game six is on your home court and you lost. You went to it. You went 2-4. Good on you. Way to battle.
Maybe if John Fisher forked up the money for Matt Olson, I would have won. You know, like maybe. Yeah.
The A's have the current home run leader on their team. By the way, name him, Braga.
Nope, not gonna do it. It's the guy who was the number one pick like a few years ago, right? I can't remember his name right now. I
don't remember.
Like they announced they were moving and I like tuned out completely. So that's why we're doing this game. Do you know his name?
I believe it's Sorenstrom.
Nope. That's a different person.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, cool. Good for the Ath. Boobel says he eats the Ath.
Tyler Soderstrom.
His name's Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very white.
Hmm.
Yeah. Their whole team is fucking JJ Blade.
that's I can hear a minor league stadium announcer saying JJ Blade. Like when I hear that name, that's what I think.
What a play, JJ Blade.
Your third baseman, J.J. Bleday. What do you say?
And then they have a wacky matinee on Sunday where they call him Bleday.
Yeah, that's a good giveaway. Like a good promo night, minor league baseball, Bleday night. Like, yeah, J.J. Bleday night.
Every time he hits a home run, you get to stick your face in the toilet for free. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sports?
I just gave you sports.
I mean, that was as sporty as it gets.
So, College Game Day announced today that Lee Corso is going to do like the opening week, and then that will be his last game day. So it's the last time he's going to be on the show, last time he's going to put on headgear.
Is it a specific game they have lined up? Do we know what week one is?
Oklahoma. There are two thoughts on this. It's either Texas and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because the first game, his first headgear game was Ohio State. Or, which, but I think that's a Fox game. So, and that always throws a little wrinkle in there. Or it'll be Alabama at Florida State because Lee Corso played at Florida State. So those will be the two.
Yeah.
Obviously the best game is Ohio State, Texas, but
yeah, I would imagine they'll probably be there.
Do you guys think that the season ended 3.5 months ago. So let's just say, February 1st. The ESPN execs were sitting down. They're like, yeah, let's run it back with a full season of Corso. And then like something happened health-wise where it was like, we just got to do one more. Or do you think like in February, they're like, okay, we've been doing this for a minute. Everyone loves them. We get it. Yeah. But we just one more and just write them off into the sunset. How do you think that went? Like,
I think the writing has been on the wall for the last few years. Like he's really failing quickly health wise, and he's just not able to really do it anymore. And it's sad. It's not like a bang against him or anything like that. It's like, well, it's what's happening to him will happen to all of us. And so he's just starting to fade, and it's just not great TV. And you sort of like, as executives, I imagine they're like, let's give him as much leeway as we possibly can. We don't want to force him out for various reasons. But I think it's probably like, hey, you're like, we can see you, like you're starting to suffer by having to do this. So let's come together. Let's give you one last hurrah. Let's spend an off season focusing on your legacy and how great you were for the product of college football. And let's go out with one last bang to start the season. I think that was probably it. Period.
Yeah, I mean, because you'd also see they're starting to turn it around. They added McAfee and stuff. I think even if he was there, like fully back, kind of. Because how long ago was that stroke he had?
2009.
Yeah, was that long ago? Man.
So he bounced back because I found that out today, and I looked. 2010, 2011, there was some rough stuff. By 2012, he was back.
He was back, yeah.
And then, probably, I'm making this up. By, 2018, he probably was starting to, mentally decline, cognitively decline again. But he bounced back from the stroke, which I forgot. I thought the stroke happened
2015, 16 kind of thing, and then...
Yeah, no, 2009, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe he had a second one that I didn't see. But I kind of I looked it up. It said 2009, and I started Googling stuff. Like, man, he found his groove again. And then it fell off, and, I think the saddest game days were the COVID ones because he didn't have it. Because even, when they were all remote, or if you remember, probably the second half of that season in 2020, they would go to the locations, but Corso would just be remote at his estate in Florida. And he didn't have someone to give him the physical cues or hit his leg or, get him. Ooh, that was rough. That was rough. Yeah. At least now Herb Street, last 4 years, he's kind of been there to.
He's been holding his hand through it for the most
part. Yeah, nudge him along. But I looked again, some of those COVID ones were. There was one, I think it was Florida, Alabama, and Georgia were playing in the SEC title, and he was, and whoever lost was still going to make the playoff. And he was trying to say that he thinks whoever loses the SEC title game will still get in the playoff and could win the title. But he was just vacillating between that and then saying, like, whoever wins the SEC title game will lose the SEC title game. And it was just, it's like, okay, I'm good. I don't need to listen to this anymore.
Yeah, change the channel. It's like tough to watch.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Booble pointing out he turns 90 right before the game.
He's old. I mean, he's old as shit.
He's old. Yeah.
I mean, as you brought up, he probably should have stepped away during that COVID year, as you're talking there. Probably have him come back. He could even have him come back and just do like the very end of it, like a couple times of the year, just put a head on a couple games. But he did drag that on a little bit extra than they needed to.
And we'll see what happens like moving forward, because it's already a very different show, like with McAfee, than it was before. So the entire energy is it's escalated.
That's what Corso brought when pre-stroke and everything.
Yeah, 15 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, the McAfee move made sense with Corso not being that guy anymore. I'm just wondering how long until you might see a full reshuffle, maybe.
Yeah, because I was just going to bring that up.
Kirk's got to slow down at some fucking point. That dude bounces around too fucking much.
I think Kirk will always choose college over NFL. NFL fans don't like him. NFL fans don't like him. Yeah. I know Amazon's paying him a shit ton of money, but NFL fans don't like him. I mean, they still complain. I think the Thursday night broadcasts are fine, but that's just my opinion. Yeah. They've had some clunkers, but
that's usually the game's fault, not his fault, you know.
Or it's Al Michaels' fault. Al Michaels does not care anymore.
Yeah.
Herb Street is that you need that one pundit that actually like knows all the players and everything. Like McAfee is not that guy. No. Like McAfee probably rolls in and like looks at a roster sheet, gets a couple cues.
You're not that guy, pal.
McAfee's thing is he learns the party street, a bar, a place to get hangover food, and whatever their like chant is. You know, the school's chant. So they went downtown, 13 McIntyre, and he waits in the crowd to yell, Dallas. I don't mind.
No, he knows his role, and that's his role.
But he knows his role, and it can be obnoxious if you don't like him, but, you know, that's his role, you know?
Well, like, my question, and, like, Booble brought this up, too, like, does Herb Street stay? So when contract ends, does he jump ship? Does he go to Fox or does he go somewhere else?
Nah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because the Fox morning, Big Noon and Game Day are completely different. Big Noon is very, if you watch it, it's very nerdy. It's just like the NFL, like one on Sundays where it's like, oh, let's bring in Urban Meyer to break down the play on the Wendy Strader.
Yeah, no,
and if people like that, and if people like that, they like that. But that, it, you know, Kirk isn't McAfee, but he's not that dry where he's just like, oh, let's break down the veer when, you know, they drop three and bring an extra rusher. You know, it's. Yeah. I don't think he's a flight risk.
And you also have to know, I mean, his kids are like pretty almost out of the house now. I mean, he was doing all this when his kids were, you know, in like high school and stuff, and didn't his wife have cancer as well?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
It's like he stuck through and did and traveled that much with, you know, high school kids and his wife sick. And all of a sudden, you know, she gets better, her kids get out of the house. I guess I don't see him slowing down now after all that, right?
Then he starts killing dogs. People are saying.
People are saying.
A lot of people are saying.
You know, people don't talk about that.
Killed Ben.
People don't talk about it, but it happened.
Kirk with the dogs.
Kirk eating his dogs. Oh boy. I'm curious how far, because I think a reshuffling is going to happen. I'm curious how far it goes. I have been of the opinion for the last 10 plus years that Desmond Howard is like dead weight on that show. He is not funny. He is not entertaining. His opinions are bad. I understand why he's on there. He's like college football legend, like Heisman Trophy winner. I get it. He's just not good at TV. Like,
but now with the power dynamic of SEC and Big Ten, he is the biggest Big Ten homer out there.
Oh yeah,
he is not getting fired.
Yeah.
There are people out there that are that have tracked his picks. He has never ever once got on game day and picked against Michigan. Yeah. And he's like he is the Big Ten guy. Like he's fine. He's not. I know ESPN doesn't cover the Big Ten. Yeah, but Kirk will shit on Ohio State.
Oh, he will. That's the thing.
Desmond Howard will not say a word about Michigan. He even likes Brady Hoke. He is the Big Ten homer.
Said positive and things about Brady Hoke. That's
yeah. Enough. Well, no, because they broadcast the SEC, so he weighs the things out where he's Big Ten guy.
Well, maybe they bring in a new Big Ten guy.
Like who? Will Howard? He ain't playing the NFL.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, name a Big Ten guy. Matt Millen. Did he go to the, was he Big Ten? I don't even know, actually.
Wait, Matt Millen played the NFL in the early 80s.
He seems like a Big Ten guy.
Like, so he has a mustache and thick ankles?
Yes. That's exactly why. Yes. Thank you.
I do associate mustache more with Big Ten.
And big ankles.
Are you guys ready for the new Lee Corso game?
I was born ready. Yeah.
All right, folks, back again. Thank you for joining me in the Southern California studios of Burbank, California, while we play Lee Corso or Kane Corso. All right, this is for both of you. Or do we want to do one-on-one? How do we want to do this? Do we want to crowdsource or pitch you against each other?
It's up to the host, man.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, question for you. The Bloodlines originated from Italy. Lee Corso or Kane Corso?
I don't have Kane Corso pull up on my phone at all right now. It is Lee Corso.
That is a trick question.
They're
it's
both.
Bull.
Oh, bull. This is what this is bullshit.
Wah, wah. All right, Ski. This Corso is known for being very vocal. Is that Lee Corso or Kane Corso?
I'm going to say the trick question. Both Corsos.
No, that is Kane Corso. Very vocal. Not good in apartment. Alex.
It's an Italian mastiff. Like, think of an Italian dog. Hey, fucking get over here with the fucking baguette. Can you give me some fucking kibble, you fucking guy?
Capricola. All right, Alex. Enough of the shenanigans. Back to the game, because that's what you're here for.
Serious business.
This Corso loves to work. Is that Lee Corso or Kane Corso?
Oh, that's Kane Corso. Lee Corso's done working.
Never.
Absolutely, that's a Kane Corso. Yeah. All right, Ski. Last question. This Corso broke a record by a Bonasarte.
By a what?
a bonus.
I need that one more time.
A bonus arte.
Woo! I'm gonna need that again. Sorry. What?
Oh, a bonus art.
A bonus art. Bonus art.
Kane Corso.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a Lee Corso. He broke the all-time Florida State record with 14 interceptions over somebody whose last name was Bona. And that's Lee Corso.
That's a win.
Or Kane Corso. Thank you. See you never again.
I'm pretty sure that's a win for me. I'm pretty sure that's a win. I'm not like great at math, but I'm pretty sure that's a win for me. So making up for my A's versus Sharks debacle. Take a seat, Ski. Take a seat. Should we do our four U's?
Let's do it.
Say that I do. We definitely need to bring up the Hunter Shedeur Sanders thing.
Okay, we got a couple things. Yes. Okay. Yes. That, sports. Let's do a sports interjection here.
Yes.
Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter getting their numbers retired by Colorado. Deion Sanders asked about it today and said the only reason we're talking about this is because his name was Sanders. Yeah.
Yes.
No shit. Like. That's the only reason he's being put in the fucking Hall of Fame. You tone-deaf idiot. By the way, this week is like the like poster board of tone-deaf idiots. Like Deion Sanders, like clearly tone-deaf, has been like for a very long time. But like the Katy Perry going to space thing too. It's like, holy shit.
Fake space.
Holy
fake space.
Read the fucking room, you guys. Like
fake space, not real.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, that was more real than the moon landing. Open your third eye, King. Open your third eye. Yeah. Mine's wide open. All right. Well, Ski, you wanted to talk about it.
There's not a lot to say other than that. Hunter, okay, makes sense. You know, won the Heisman. He's, you know, a semi-generational level talent, you know, playing both sides of the ball.
Totally
agree.
I was looking at
Shedeur's stats, and I was like, okay, you know, he holds some of the records of like single season stuff, right?
They say he owns 100 Colorado records.
I mean, probably
that's what
has...
they put in the press release. 100 records, exactly.
There aren't even 100 stats that a quarterback can have. Like,
well, there are. Nobody. He's got the most passing yards, touchdowns on a Thursday in December.
If you want to find a stat, check out their press release. You'll find a stat.
So I look at his numbers. I'm like, all right, yeah, like I said, single season leader. You know, touchdowns, passing yards, has some like. Of the top game stuff like that, but like, the common sense of it is just okay. He's a 500 quarterback win percentage. I think maybe
13-12, sir.
13-12. I'm sorry, one more ahead. A lot of the arguments I saw was the whole like you know Cordell's not it. You know, listing off all the players that. Are not in the Hall of Fame.
The guy, well, national championship winners.
National championship winners and yeah. stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like, you guys finished what? Third this year? Were they third in the Big 12?
Sure.
Maybe yes. Fourth in the Big 12? It's like, fucking, maybe the ultimate like participation
yeah.
trophy that has been given out is that.
So for...
So
he's like seventh all time. Yes, he played 2 years. He's not even top of the like career passing stuff.
Can I read a couple of blurbs from CU's like press release on this that just cracked me up?
Love a blurb. Yep.
They said Shedeur Sanders passed for a touchdown in 49 straight games, right? Which, if you include FBS and FCS. And exclude the COVID season. Oh, Damn it, I missed it. God damn it, I wrote it wrong. Hey,
Don't let facts get in the way.
It was like he threw a touchdown in 49 straight games of FCS and FBS, which if you discount the COVID year, would be the third longest streak in the NFL. All time.
In the NFL.
That is on their website.
They said that?
It would be the third longest streak. That's what they said. And then the first blurb, again, this is on Colorado's website. If you want to find it, you can look for it.
That's yeoman's work by their research team.
The first blurb on his junior year stats and write down is that in 2023, Shedeur Sanders was one of the most clutch quarterbacks in the nation. And they proceed to run down all these fourth quarter stats of him throwing the ball. You know, nice percentage, some touchdowns, whatever.
Because they're losing.
They started the year 3-0 and finished 4-0. One of the most clutch quarterbacks in the country won one game after the middle of September in 2023. Yeah. One of the most clutch quarterbacks. Two, the next year, if you include FBS and FCS and exclude the COVID year, through as many touchdowns in games in a row, that would be the third most ever in NFL history.
I mean, I know he's got a – I'm sure they include he's probably got most times sacked in the game, sacked in the season, yardage of sacks of the season. And
yeah, like net loss rushing yards.
Exactly. And like, he's not thrown away because he doesn't want to fucking hurt his completion percentage. It's like
– like Oregon isn't in the business of – ever acknowledging their past. Because, you know, tradition eats Thanksgiving on turkey. You know, wank, wank, wank. Oregon, be past that now. That was like 15 years ago. Like, acknowledge your past. Like, it's fucking stupid that they don't. I know that's a completely, like, other tangent. But if Oregon retired Dylan Gabriel's number, which they can't because it's number 8, I get it. Just bear with me. If they retired Dylan Gabriel's number because he played 1 year, 12-0, won the Big Ten, 13-0, number one seed, third in the Heisman, which sure wasn't even invited, whatever. And all of a sudden, we would be aghast. Like, what? Okay. Like, no, he's not a great.
The closest thing would be the Bo Nix. You know, Nix played 2 years. That's how long Shedeur was there for. It's like think of that, of Bo Nix coming in and let's retire his number and everything, but let's forget about Herbert, Mariota, Harry, like all the people before then that is not in, will go right to him.
And also he lost the majority of his games, not just against Washington.
as King said, not the majority, because he was 13-12.
Oh, fair. Yeah, excuse me.
Slightly above majority.
Not a journalism major, not a math guy.
Oh my God, if you are an incoming student, you're an incoming player coming in, what do you think playing for Dion with this shit? It's like, are you happy because he will fucking put your
Dion's not doing this again. No. This was Travis Hunter, who deserves it. You win a Heisman.
He does.
You get your jersey retired.
By the way, there's an argument that he deserves it more because he won a Heisman on a horrible fucking team. Like, playing both ways. Like, he deserves to have his number retired. He just does.
And some people have been critical of Colorado for doing it so quickly. And all I would say to that is, if you look at USC, they retired Caleb Williams' number this year. They retired Reggie Bush's number his rookie year. They retired Carson Palmer. They all wait a year, you know, Matt Leinart, all of them. So that's not a thing. Travis Hunter, yes. Shedeur Sanders, it's a joke. It's daddy ball. It's so in 50 years, people can look up, because there's probably not going to be like a, I guess it's 12-team playoff now, so anything can happen. But there's probably... facade, there's probably not going to be a lot of like bowl game playoff, you know, win things. So it's just a reminder. Yeah. And every school can have their own criteria. That's fine. 13-12. He went 4-8 his first year there. He's, you had to be so in the tank for Colorado to look at Shador and be like, man, what a career. Wow. They just threw the ball every fucking time. Like, that's, well, listen, we love Colt Brennan for doing that 15 years ago, but it was also kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He just throws the ball 50 times a game.
Big, right? Big Timmy Chang vibes, you know?
Luke Falk. Yeah. Like, no one gives a shit about Luke Falk. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Colorado can do whatever they want. It is what it is.
Shador Bennett is so happy that Hunter won the Heisman. Just think if Hunter didn't win the Heisman and they try to put their fucking numbers in the rafters.
Yeah.
And like another thing is, if they want to retire both of them, well, then I want to. They're going to. Whatever. I don't care. Colorado's not in the league. Colorado and Oregon aren't playing the same sport. Like, they're playing the same sport, but they're not playing the same sport. But what I hate about the whole narrative that just bugs me is, if you want to say Shador, Travis, and Dion, Colorado, they paid off on the gamble. Yes, Colorado won that gamble. Colorado won the gamble, right? They're relevant now. They're relevant.
They won it for the off the field, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But today I saw a clip online of Dan Le Batard saying about this whole thing, saying that Dion, Shador, and Travis came in. Mainly Dion is who he's talking about. He came in and he conquered college football. Give him all the accolades, because he came in from an HBCU and conquered college football. 13-12. If you want to be nice, you will say that trio has gone 1-7 versus ranked teams in their 2 years. That one is the opening game of 2023 against TCU.
It was terrible.
TCU finished 4-8. They really finished 0-8. But if you want to be nice, you could say 1-7. If someone wants to go hog wild and tell me Shador is awesome, okay, whatever. But don't tell me they conquered college football. They're not in the same universe, and I find it especially like offensive in a way that they came from the Pac-12 with a second-year coach and didn't reach the Big 12 championship game and didn't reach the CFP. But you want to know who did? A second-year coach in an equally shitty program from the Big 12 in Kenny Dillingham in Arizona State. I know Kellen Dillingham is a weirdo on the spectrum, and like, if you find him electric, you find him electric. But on a global thing, like, I get why Dion is more, you know, the thing. And hey, Fender, I love that for Dion. I love that, Fender. I love that. But
wake
it
up,
just
Fender.
Bugs me. It just bugs me when people are like, oh, Colorado shook up the entire country. No, in their own conference, a team with a similar profile won it. Made the playoff, and whether you think they should have been the 4 seed, they shouldn't have been. But they were. And they were one stop on 4th-and-14, I think it was, away from beating Texas and advancing in the playoffs. They were closer to advancing than Oregon was. Granted, seeds, teams, different. I get it. It was a bad system. It just bugs me when people like Dan Le Batard, who is an enormous voice, can confidently say that team conquered college football. No, they didn't. They played one big game this year, and it was late in the season against Kansas. And Kansas ran for like 400 yards, and it wasn't close. But yes, Travis Hunter got 2 catches for 2 touchdowns on slants at the 9. It just...
Are you surprised?
This will be my last thing on this, and you guys can carry it out from here. I'm glad that the Heisman, this is kind of a roundabout thing, I'm glad the Heisman has evolved past just the best quarterback on the best team winning it. But this is the second year in a row where the Heisman winner, and Jane Daniels deserved it, you know, whatever. And Travis Hunter deserved it too. I'm not saying they didn't. But we're getting to a territory where these guys are playing on teams that have nothing to do with that season as a whole. They're not telling a story. They're not part of the fabric. What is the most memorable moment from a Colorado game? that you can remember? Was it a Hail Mary to beat Baylor?
I'll tell you what it was. It was the it was a Stanford wide receiver going for like 300 yards against Hunter.
In a loss. Yeah. Yeah. In a loss. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and again, I've said this before. What Colorado's signature win this year was late September, early October. I can't remember. I think it was the same day Oregon played Ohio State, so October. Travis Hunter got a pick six against UCF and did the Heisman, you know, post. Against UCF. In like game five.
No, dude. People were freaking out over the Colorado State win. Remember, it was like really close until the end, and the Colorado State sucks. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and also, I saw something from the Colorado beat writer. I think his name was Brian Howell from the Boulder Dispatch. Mm-hmm. That the first spring game Dion had, they sold out the stadium. It was like 47,000 last year. It's like 25,000. This year, it's like 10,000. And this is from a Colorado beat writer this week. Mm-hmm. So the star seems to be dimming. And if Colorado wins 10-plus games, by all means, rise Dion back up.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Rise him back up. I don't need to hear about him winning 7 or 8 games with Caden Salter every week. Like, that's not a thing. I think we're kind of done with that portion of Colorado.
Hopefully. I mean, Dion's a snake oil salesman. He gets out
there. He's got him better, though. He's got him better.
Yes. But like to your point, like you're like surprised at this. I mean, look at the state of politics right now. You're surprised that Lebatard saying, you know, these comes in, he's the world beater, you know, Colorado's world beater. I mean, that's what politics is now. All you have to do is just exaggerate everything. Everything's the best, the biggest and the best. So I'm not surprised that people are glomming onto this. I thought it had died off after this last year. Because like you said, they're going to be irrelevant again. They're losing a Heisman player and a... I mean, as much as I think he is going to fail in the NFL, he's going to get the biggest wake-up call that, oh, daddy's not there as my coach anymore to pump me up like I'm the greatest. He was a perfectly fine college quarterback. And they're not going to have that anymore. I think their fall from grace is going to be huge coming up here. And Dion's not going to stick around.
Something about being a perfectly fine quarterback. Hey, Fender, I love that.
I love that for him.
I love that.
Whoever gets him, that's a cancer, like on your NFL team.
That.
No. It is a constant distraction. It is a constant. This your quarterback's dad won't shut the fuck up in the press about him, or giving his opinion about like what the coach of the NFL team is doing. That will be interesting. That is going to be all the time. And it's going to get really old really quick, especially because it's a rookie. Like, he's a rookie quarterback. So assuming he gets drafted and starts for a team, so he gets drafted by the Giants and he starts at quarterback for the Giants or something, like, dude, that's going to be fucking awful.
You think these grown ass men are going to put up with his shit, especially if he's sucking ass?
And, like a CTE Benoit.
Yeah, speaking of sucking ass, right?
Yeah, speaking of sucking ass.
As long as there ain't no toes.
I mean, they're not going to put up with his shit. I mean, that's the one thing you say about...
Can Ahmad go into CTE Benoit's profile and just change his name to, like, catfished? Is it a bottom feeder?
The bottom feeder?
I get it.
I mean, Travis Hunter is a weird dude also and very out there.
Yeah.
But he backs it up at least enough to where he could be the outspoken, like you said, doing the Heisman pose in week 5 against Colorado State.
If you're bodying guys as a wide receiver and taking the ball away from dudes and scoring touchdowns that should not happen, like, you can talk all the shit you want, especially if you're a wide receiver, by the way. Like, wide receiver is like one of the positions, maybe 3 positions in the NFL where you can just constantly talk shit whenever you want to. As long as you back it up, but he does. Like you were saying, he backs it up. He's a great wide receiver. Not a good corner. I don't think he's going to play corner in the NFL,
but
never knew.
Well, he's playing both, man.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
He said, he believed this threat because it's totally real. He said, if an NFL team doesn't let him play both, he's going to retire.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's lying.
We'll take our money. We'll take our money back. Sure. Put that in the contract. Nothing is guaranteed if you decide to just walk away. All right, should we do our list or? Oh wait, no, we got to do our. Before we do that, we got to do our for you. So, I'll do mine first because that is the way of things.
It is you.
All right. It's an RFK Jr. thing. Let's see. It is from Tyler Layton. It's RFK Jr. quote, "These kids will never play baseball," referring to kids with autism. And then it's my boy in the batter's box hitting 372, stimming like an absolute demon.
Fucking,
and it's
Nomar
Garcia Parra.
Nomar.
Stimming like an absolute demon is a great line. That's a good one, guys. That's a good one. All right, guys, leaning back in here. Leaning back in. And then here's the second one, by the way, from Liam Fennessy. Need I say more? And it's a quote tweet of RFK Jr. talking about kids with autism. And it's a clip of a pitcher in the dugout, like lining up little beads and rocks in circles.
That was Luis Castillo. Luis Castillo. Night.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Need I say more? It says. Yeah. There you go. All right, what you guys got?
Mine is from Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson. That says, "Who's the soy boy now, Cletus?" And the cryon reads, "Soybean farmer who backed Trump," in quotations, "begs him to end trade war."
What was the first line?
You
just lose it? No worries. No worries.
Who's the soy boy now, Cletus?
There you go.
Soybean farmer.
I get it.
Well, I guess you'll like this one, Brian. This is from Discussing Film. It says, "Star Wars Starfighter will release on May 28th, 2027, starring the most attractive man ever, Ryan Gosling, and directed by Sean Levy."
Woohoo! Levy just did the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. He's a big deal. I will be watching that movie because
I will say, but Ryan Gosling in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Jude Law was in that Skeleton Crew show. Like, he was great. That's a good show, by the way. Skeleton Crew.
Sure.
Yeah. It's very good.
That's a show.
Yep. The star, other than Nick Cage, of our movie this week is in Skeleton Crew. She's like one of the main characters in Skeleton Crew. So,
Clint Howard?
Nope.
Ben Ruby? No? All right. Then I don't know what you're talking about.
The daughter, man. Come on. By the way, the old boy.
Clint Howard?
The old boy on Sunday. Yeah, not Clint Howard. All right, let's do our list. Our list this week comes from Duck Chef in the Discord. A lot of really good ideas in the Discord, by the way. But our list this week is
We don't give a shit.
We don't what?
We don't give a shit. We're just fucking
no. We don't give a shit.
Returning. It used to be we hear you, we see you.
We don't care. Yeah. We're pivoting.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're alpha now.
We don't care about you. You don't matter to us, listener and Discord person. But hey, get in our Discord. It's a Sports Burian Discord if you want to join in the fun.
Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, like, and subscribe again. And do it
again. He's covering
do it in October.
Duck Chef is covering a dish shift tonight at the Washington.
So, fuck yeah, this guy's in the trenches.
Do you think they have one of the big ones where you like put the dishes in and he, like, raises up and goes,
"This guy is ready for fucking war.
Let's go.
These people are going to be dotting him with ramekins and fucking cheese is going to be burnt on the plate, and this guy's ready for fucking battle. I fucking love it.
I would run through a wall with this guy.
If I want to be in a dish, there's no dish pit I'd rather be in than a dish pit with Duck Duck Chef. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Right here, right now, let's do it. Where else would you rather be?
Sparkling spoons, baby. They call them sparkling spoons. Those shits be shining.
I want those ranch ramekins all day. I'll clean that shit.
Well, yeah. Yes, yeah, you pull down and use that fire hose that they use. I could spray off anything.
Goddamn, yeah, right,
the best
man.
Is spraying a ranch ramekin, and all of a sudden it right in your face, and you look at a server who already hates you and judges you and is like, nice shot, loser. At least I'm getting tips tonight. Yours just tingled your face. Oh! Servers.
I would say that to you. I would also say
hey,
that
Fender, I love that for servers, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I love that for servers. He says the reason for this is because he is flying to Denver tomorrow to see Noah Kahan presented by Zinn. So I think he won them, right? Didn't he win those tickets? Yeah. So
yeah, it's Zinn points.
So I would take it. Zinn is probably 1, 2, 3 for him, I believe. I guess we can find out.
Oh, he's
if he's in the dish, if he's in the dish pit, there is something else.
Some other white substance.
It ain't ranch,
buddy.
That ain't just ranch on your...
That ain't ranch dripping down his face.
Oh, yeah. Give me that ramekin.
Oh, man. Like the Deadpool scene where he has his mask full of cocaine and just, like, slaps it against himself. Oh, the before Disney cocaine jokes were fucking fantastic. Oh, boy. All right. So our list, top three addictions from Duck Duck Chef. When he wants to start? I can go. Like, whatever. Okay, I'll start. Mine, and this is going to get, like, real right off the bat. Mine is people pleasing. That's a pretty big addiction for, like, a lot of people. And I've had that before. And it is hard to get over. So, people pleasing. There you go.
I guess I'll go my number three. It's a classic.
Yeah.
And it's probably fantastic for a month or two. And that's cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine is... Then it turns very bad. But that early stage of cocaine addiction was probably real awesome.
Gosh.
Just partying and...
I'll just say, yeah, my number three is also cocaine.
God damn. Yeah. I don't, like, yeah. Like, anybody here trying to incriminate themselves or anything like that, but.
No! Statute of limitations, long past. But I'll say, I don't do narcotics. Like, you know, I get my, go to the doctor, break my leg. I'm not, because I know I've played that dangerous game.
Yeah.
But cocaine? Don't fucking awesome. It's awesome. It lasts like 20 minutes. Perfect drug. Why is it got to kill you?
It does. It lasts like 20 minutes, and then it's like the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, then you just get some more.
Well, just there you go. More. You just get some more, and then you get some more, and then you get some more, and then you just start bleeding.
You start bleeding
uncontrollably from your orifices.
You cross your fingers. There's no fentanyl, you know.
Yeah. By the way, like dodging that bullet, like stopping that around the right time.
I will say it. Like Ski and I are mainly joking. Obviously, we've had our dalliances with drugs as younger people.
Yes,
but we're of that age where you can make this joke. Like there is a, I don't know.
It's really dangerous now. Yeah,
25 or younger, you really can't make that joke as funny because it's cut with something that could kill you in half a second.
Instantly.
I know cocaine's always a dangerous proposition, but it's not the same as it is right now.
You used to be able to, you could go buy it on the street from some complete random, and your worry was maybe they cut with like too much like baby laxative or something that just
makes
you shit your brains out, not just die.
It wouldn't be good. Yeah. Like your fear was that it wouldn't be good, not that it would
kill you instantly. Yeah.
And again, kids, don't do cocaine. It's dangerous.
No.
It's highly addictive. It's very expensive. It doesn't last long, and there could be fentanyl in it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
which isn't even fun because you just die.
Everything you mentched is like the best aspects of this. Like it's all bad. Like it's all bad. It's like it really is. Terrible. Like yeah. And now it can kill you. So yes, I echo that. So you've both done your threes. It was cocaine. Threes from the chat. Boobles is online porn. That's a real one. That's a real one. WCP Instagram reels. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Like looking at fat kid deals on my fucking like the Instagram stories. That's an addiction. You know what? And buying some of them is.
Did Boobles.
You had a bit. You could have used it for him there. Does you want Google, a real addiction? Fat kid deals.
Fat kid deals. Yeah. By the way, clip it. Clip it. Put it on the Instagram reels. Come on, Nutsy, and figure it out, man.
All right.
And then pay me. Yes.
What porn engine is Boobles' favorite? Booble, what's your favorite porn site?
Let's guess first here. Let's guess.
I'm going to say he's a U-Jizz guy.
What? So, okay. I'm trying to remember. So, like, RedTube? Was that one? Like, RedTube used to be one? Like, Pornhub's obviously, like, the big one, but...
U-Jizz and that Pornhub, I think, are the three biggies, right?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be sneaky and, like, downloaded, like, off torrents of, like, the dark web type shit.
Ooh, like, there you go. He's got that illegal shit. Like, yeah.
Well... Legal, not overage. He's but
got
maybe
that. He's got that consumption stuff. Junction site. Yes. Remember that shit from like 20 years ago? Jesus, wild. That was wild, wild west internet stuff. He says XNXX is what he says. I don't know what that is. I believe him.
Isn't that a band?
New one.
Isn't that a band?
You know what, guys? I believe him.
In excess.
Hey, that's porn to some people. Nutian says being chronically online. Yeah. And then his Erica says Funko Pops. Is that a real one? Like
I mean for her
I'm asking. Like, cause that's, I would like to see pictures of that. Like, let's see the Funko Pop collection, cause I've seen some. And it can get crazy, like walls of Funko Pops.
If it starts getting towards like the hoarding level of it, then
when you're building stuff to walls. Put them on, yeah, totally.
I remember a few years ago, I was like, maybe a little longer, maybe it's during COVID. Even I was like, man, I don't get this Funko Pop thing. Like, why are people buying so many Funko Pops? Mm-hmm. This is dumb. That's stupid. And then a few days later, I went out, you know, in my garage, and I go, I have three Mike Cameron bobbleheads.
Yep.
And a Richie Sexton bobblehead.
Yeah.
And a Mike Sweeney bobblehead. And a Craig Biggio bobblehead. Okay, I'm going to stop that a judgment because I'm a loser.
Yes.
I have Mariner bobbleheads, and I don't like the Mariners.
Yeah. Nutian says yes for her. Yes, she does collect them. We're going to need to see pictures in the Discord. Sportsbury in Discord if you'd like to see pictures, because he's definitely going to post them because of peer pressure. All right, number two for me is probably the single most thing that has taken down mankind is this addiction, and it is women. No. Like, the addiction to women for us will take even the best, strongest, most wonderful man or woman down. It will take you down. You will, like, it like lives can be torn asunder by chasing a woman, and it's an addiction. And some people can't stop, and I think we're probably all guilty of it, you know.
Yeah, there's some comic has a bit about something similar to that of Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like, mm-hmm. you do all this stuff, become Mr. Universe, you get into movies, you don't speak the language, and then you bang like the hideous maid and ruin your
You're married to Maria Shriver.
Exactly. You ruin it.
Golly. But also, why are we saying that? Like, Maria Shriver, like, that's a woman, like, who's chasing the addiction, right? He's like, why I need to be with Maria Shriver? Why do you need to be with Maria Shriver? Like, what value does she bring to your life? You're Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why do you have to be with anybody? You're the fucking king of the fucking world right now. Like, you don't have to be with anybody, dude.
That was a Bill Burr bit.
Was it? There you go.
It's Bill Burr. Yeah.
There you go. I'm kind of looking like Bill Burr a little bit. I shaved? Yeah. All right, what you guys got?
All right, my number two, toned it down a lot over many a year now, and that would be video games. You could lose a lot of time. All of a sudden, 4 hours pass from playing something.
Yeah, I've thought about that a bunch. Like, if I didn't have video games in my 20s and 30s, like... And I still play video games. Like, I love video games. They're fun. But not as much, like you said. What I would have accomplished. Like, if I had focused on anything else, what my life would be like. Like, if I didn't dump 100-plus hours into Elder Scrolls, like, where would my life be? Or, like, 300 hours into a Final Fantasy. Like, you know? Just saying.
Could have just logged on to Pornhub to find your Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Boing. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, right, the days get? Of like a new game coming out and be like, well, guess I'm staying up to like 5 a.m.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore, man. I'm like, I'm tired right now. It's like 9 o'clock. Like, all right, what you got, King?
My number two is looking at guys' hairlines that I approximate are about my age and judging them on it.
Fuck you.
No. See, you're taking this the wrong way.
Bro.
You're taking this the wrong way. If you are strongly and proudly embracing baldness.
Totally.
Good on you. I judge the people that are hanging on.
Yeah.
That's what I judge. Because I'm close to hanging on. So I judge them. I'm like, no, he's not my age bracket. I'm talking people like mid-30s to mid-40s. I judge them. If I can tell you have a pomade to push something in a certain direction that will never move no matter the wind, then I'm judging you. Toxic, I know. But I'm going to join them soon, so it is what it is.
You know what else is in addiction?
Let me get my jokes off.
You know what else is in addiction? Making everything about me. Like I just did.
My number one, hearing my own voice.
I listen to our podcast every week, guys, because I just love me some me. Twos from the chat. Booble says caffeine. Yeah. I used to be big caffeine. I used to drink like lots of diet soda, lots of it. Like diet.
I'm very surprised that I've never been like a need caffeine guy.
Yeah.
So I know we need to hurry this up because it's fucking been on an hour and a half.
Yep.
I've been on a kick. I think I mentioned it last week. We're at Monday through Friday, no caffeine. We'll cheat on the weekends and have a Red Bull. Today, guy that I kind of work with had mushroom dip thing on the Joe Rogan show. Doesn't make you high, but it's some hippie thing. But it had 60 milligrams of caffeine in it. And I was like, fuck it. Give it to me. And I put it in. And then, whatever. Oh, as someone who hadn't had caffeine in like 4 days, that 60 milligrams punched me right in the dick. And I was like, I need to leave so I can like sit down and just melt.
You were like Anthony Kiedis in Point Break. You're like, ooh, yeah. Like, you know, like, yeah, dude. Scary business. That's real. I kicked that. Feel very good about it. Replaced it with sparkling ice, obviously, as you've seen.
Addiction, though.
Yeah.
Addicted to sparkling ice.
It's better. That doesn't have caffeine, so. Nuttine's number two, online shopping. Fuck you. You fucking.
Yeah, get out of here. Boo.
Boo.
You addiction feeder. You're the crack addict. You're the guy who deals crack in the neighborhood.
You're the dealer.
Boo.
That's like the good looking guy being like, man, I'm so addicted to getting so much fucking pussy. Like,
I'm addicted to swallowers. Yeah. good for you, Buster, pal, bro. Jeez Louise.
I was going to make a joke. It wasn't going to be as good as that. WCP says video games as well. Yep. And Erica says DoorDash. Wow, that's an expensive one. Like, by the way, like that might be more expensive than a cocaine addiction doing DoorDash all the time. Like, you're dropping like $60 for McDonald's, man. Like,
there's like this kind of chunky dude with a beard and glasses who has like people come on and he like goes over their finances and stuff and he's like, you know, this is awful. Like, you need to file for bankruptcy, you know. And you'd be surprised at how many people are like, oh, I spent $30,000 DoorDashing this year. Like, I made $75,000. Why am I so poor? Well, you spent $30,000 DoorDashing.
Yes. Like, half of your income on food delivery. Like, stop it. No.
I don't know if it's because I'm 40 and this wasn't really a thing other than you get a pizza. This isn't New York. You get like Chinese. It wasn't really Chinese delivery much. Yeah. But I refuse to have food delivered because it always comes cold and later than me going and picking it up myself.
Yeah. I do not hesitate to do it for a weekend breakfast because I just lay in the bed and
breakfast is the most worthless thing to have to cook. It's not worth it, but yeah.
Yeah, and I hate cooking breakfast, but yeah, I usually buckle to like, man, I could just drive there for dinner and get it and just pick it up and I will. Because I could just sit in my car in silence or listen to whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. And this is someone, you know, is a parental point of view on that one. Silence.
You get some you time on the way to get the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And also, like Eugene, there's nothing is like more than 10 or 15 minutes away. So it's that helps.
Yeah, unless you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking to someone who does Beltline traffic, you know, work on the work week.
Yeah, so,
that's
fair. That's fair. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. WCP. I used DoorDash once because I was gifted a couple gift cards for Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. They're, again, pushers. They're pushers.
I think that's an age thing. I think that's a generational thing.
Yeah.
Like our generations will go pick it up.
All right. My number one is my favorite and also the most destructive. Alcohol sure is great. Like, man, like whiskey, like vodka, tequila, beer, most beers, wine. Like I love it all, man. Making cocktails is fun. They taste good. They get you fucked up. Like, being drunk is fun most of the time. Boy, does it destroy lives. Like, holy cow. Like, I think everybody here has somebody in their family who is an alcoholic and has had their life ruined probably. So, boy, it's bad news. But also, it's really fun. So, yeah, alcohol is my number one.
I recently got into vodka martinis. Fun.
Fun. Fun.
Look at this classy motherfucker over here.
Oh no, I go dirty. Yeah. Stuff. Not ooh, that classy. Not ooh, that classy.
You put the olive brine in there?
I do.
My man.
Tell me you do it out of like an old plastic Ems cup.
No. Glass. Like, listen, I spent $5.99 at Winco to buy that little shaker.
My man. I got a Moscow Mule cup the other day because it was on clearance at Fred Meyer. I was like, you know what? I gotta actually have one of these. And you know what? It makes a fucking difference. Like the stuff they make those cups out of.
Little brass
things. It holds the cold in. It's fucking fantastic. It's so good. All right, what you guys got?
I already said my number one, hearing my own voice.
Yeah, you already said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My number one, probably the same as Duck Duck Chef, and that would be nicotine.
Yeah.
Great drug.
All forms. All, well, actually, cigarettes. Never liked cigarettes, but I'd kill a heater if need be.
Cigarettes are gross.
I can't remember if I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but I was at work and I walked out of the building and there were two people waiting for a ride and they were sucking down. I don't know what the cigarette was, but it was the first time in a couple years where I was like, the neurons and the receptors in my brain were like, you want that. You want that. Go take that from them. And I didn't, obviously, because I'm not weird. But I was like, oh, shit. So I have not had nicotine since March of 2019. So, like, when the receptors hit, it's a crazy reminder that, like, oh, shit. That shit never really leaves you. We're talking, it's been six years.
Yeah.
No nicotine. Mm-mm. And you smell that. I'm like, oh, so I could go back to dipping so quick.
Yes.
So quick.
They say that about alcohol, man. Like, you're always an alcoholic. Like, even when you kick it, you can always go back. And it's a slippery fucking slope. Yeah.
What age and or health issues is going to be your point where you're just going to jump right back in?
To nicotine?
Where you say, yes. Fuck it. Yeah.
Where you say, fuck it, like that.
I guess 60? If they were like
70?
Well, age, I don't know.
Like, would your wife have to die first? Like, would she have to not be in your life?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I can't answer the age one, but if tomorrow I found out I had terminal cancer, I'd probably be like, you want to know what? I got 6 months to live.
Yeah.
I'm chewing grizzly green. Like, I ain't living anyway, but I don't have an answer for the age part. But any point if they said I was terminal,
yeah,
I'm not doing the thing where it's like I'm gonna walk around the neighborhood so when I die, people will remember that I was the cancer guy who tried to live healthy. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'll sink into the depression. Give me grizzly green, you know. Give me a dirty vodka. You know, yeah. Like, let's just do it right.
It probably pairs so well together.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it does.
Grizzly and Bertini?
Let's get it out there right now, because I've had this conversation like a bunch. Like, if I'm stage four, like, I am not doing the fucking, like, chemo. Like, I'm not, like, doing the fading away and while my kid watches me die slowly. I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not putting my family through that. Absolutely fucking not. I'm going to spend, like, a week doing all of the shit that is just horrible to my body, and then I'm gone. Like, one way or another, I will not exist after that week is over. Like, everybody know that. So if I suddenly disappear, it's because I got something terminal. Like, and it is my fucking choice. So, and my family is not watching me fucking suffer through cancer or whatever, you know?
But see, the age thing is more to me. It's like, once you hit like 70, or people are at 70 are more healthy than they were the generation before. Let's say for our generation, you hit 80. What do you got to look like? Who gives a shit anymore? You're 80. I'm sure your body's piece of shit by then.
Yeah.
Might as well, fuck it. It's like, I might as well.
Fair enough.
Lot of truth to that. Yep.
That's why I get those people that, you know, the old people that move to like live on golf courses and they wake up and just start getting fucking bombed. It's like, yeah. You're old. What else you got to fucking do?
Yeah.
Just get bombed.
You're Curly in City Slickers. You just eat bacon and drink whiskey all day. Like, fuck it.
Yep. Right.
And steer cattle. All right. One's from the chat. Nutian says, checking people's license plates to see if their tags are expired. That is awesome.
Tell me you like narc on them too.
Like, that is awesome.
All the cops, this guy's got fucking expired tags.
That's great.
I love that.
That is great. I support you in that addiction. That is funny. WCP says food. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Food's a tough one. Yeah. Booble says Jane's. What's Jane's? I don't know what that is.
Fonda?
Yeah.
Okay. Sanders?
I'm into, yeah, Jane Fonda. Absolutely. I'm
Tarzan and Jane?
Yeah. Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. His honorable mention is tobacco, running, and gambling. Yeah. Oh, by the way, from Nuttian, Erica's number one is Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I...
Fuck. Fuck.
I love a good DP.
Fuck. Diet Dr. Pepper. They used to do Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Fuck.
Oh. Fucking love Dr. Pepper. Favorite soda on the Baja Blast, as I got older, kind of nudged it, you know, a little bit. But Dr. Pepper is my number one, my go-to. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Barks is pretty good, too.
What is it? 51 flavors? How many flavors? No, it's faster than Rob.
32.
32.
23.
We need confirmation on how many flavors are in Dr. Pepper, please.
Yeah, I think Baskin and Robbins is 51, and I don't remember how much Dr. Pepper is.
I feel like there's something has a 7 in it, right? Like 47? I don't know.
It's just all it's carbonated for
him. Heinz 47? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, maybe I am. Yeah. What's A1?
1738.
Are you thinking the greatest president ever? Is that what you're thinking? 47?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. That's what you're thinking.
He says 23. Google says 23 flavors. 23. There you go. WCP's honorable mention, cars, way more expensive than cocaine. Depends on how much cocaine you do, but yeah. That sounds like a challenge. Nuttian's honorable mention, Oregon Athletics and shoes. Nuttian has an Oregon Athletics addiction. This is a fact. Like, Nuttian goes to Oregon baseball games on the road. That's a problem. You know what? Like, I'm glad we're having this talk because this is an intervention, and I feel like we need to somebody needs to step in here because traveling to watch Oregon baseball is not healthy.
Watching Columbia in the February rain, not healthy.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Like, we're all here for you. You know, we really care about you. We want the best. That's not it. Watching Oregon.
Right, we got to get the fuck out of here. We're almost on 2 hours. We got to go.
All right. Honorable mention from Booble. Shoes and tattoos. And that's it. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Movie on Sunday is... got a sound bump dump. Movie on Sunday is The Old Way. It's on Hulu. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. All right. Bye.